said.
Oh, right.
Eye candy.
That's right. Boo candy.
Can you hear me?
Check 1, 2. Testing. Testing. Okay, there we go. Okay, good.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thank
you. That's it, honey. Good work.
What is lights. Up?
Lights. And Heather said, let there be light.
And there was light. And she saw that it was good. Honey, you want to rest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do that right now.
No, wait till Sunday.
God damn it.
Sorry.
That'd be great if
you're going to be a god. Bible. You got to play by the god rules. Yeah. So we're going to go now? You pointing at me? Is that a finger?
Sorry.
Oh, that's a finger. Jesus, God. Why are you so angry? Hello and welcome to the award-winning Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the inner tubes, and from our other hit podcast, Skeptically Yours. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium ad-free 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in the live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog, Hit and Miss Joe Swam, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up right now.
Sure, and please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10. You may also go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or you suck.
I don't think that's true.
Everyone not subscribing sucks.
Sucks what?
Well, penises.
You suck penises.
That's true, and I don't subscribe.
Holy shit, you're right on this one.
You're not subscribed either.
Also true. Okay, I stand corrected.
And all our subscribers do not suck penises.
Oh no, what the hell's wrong with them?
We only have 2 rules in the show. Rule number 1, guests may plug anything they want. We're not hypocrites, go subscribe.
And rule number 2, if you're a listener who's ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. This show has no restrictions on language or content, and certainly has nothing for you. You fucking moron. We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California. In the Studio City tonight, we have Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. You know these folks from Showbiz. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
There you go.
Whoa, Jinx, you owe
pinch
her
poke.
A Coke.
Oh, man.
All right.
That would have
Sylvia.
Been a quick way to shut down a comic. Wow. That would have been great on stage. Jinx, now shut up for the rest of the show.
We're doing Ardent Atheist. We don't normally cover skeptical topics, and Sylvia Brown, I suppose, certainly fits into the Ardent Atheist wheelhouse because she claimed she had a personal conversation with God all the time.
Well, and she was kind of a god of cunts.
Yeah, well, there you go. She was.
What are the rest of the cunts going to do now that the queen is dead? I mean, honestly.
Well, we have a new one. This.
Palin?
No.
the first person that gets to talk to her.
Right? The first person who communicates with her.
I say we just have a seance and see if anybody can get a hold of her right now.
Does anyone have any candles, some oil?
Actually, do we really want to talk to this bitch?
I never liked watching her talk when she was alive.
No, yeah.
I certainly don't want her fucking talking after she's going to claim that she's actually sitting next to God.
Like, there's people still trying to get in touch with Harry Houdini however many years after his death. I don't see anybody 5 years from now saying, you know who we need to talk to?
Well, Harry Houdini was cool. Sylvia Brown is a cunt.
Get a seance going so we can get some useless information.
Now, let me also say that as an atheist, I'm not happy that she died. Life lost is loss.
Yeah,
you
she
know
had
what I mean?
Kids, right?
Did she?
She had a daughter, I think.
Please tell me there's not going to be another one that pops up and claims to have magical powers.
Who the hell knows?
Oh, fuck me right in the ass. All right, so I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to predict that Sylvia Brown will not be found 10 years later in somebody's basement, sadly.
There goes that joke I had.
I already beat you on Twitter on that one, dude. Sorry.
Oh, no, no, but I did that
joke. What
joke
did you have?
I did that in Phil. Actually, I did that when we were on when I was on Skeptically Yours.
You act like I listen to when I have guests on the show. I don't remember. What'd you say? What'd you say?
No, I said I think it would be absolutely beautiful if Sylvia Brown was kidnapped. And her only chance of being rescued was to find another median to actually track her down. And it happened to just be a median that she trained. Like, how beautiful would that have been to sit there? Because you know she'd be down in the dank, dark basement going, I am fucked.
I think it's a medium.
Medium.
Isn't it? Right?
Did
with
I say
an
median?
M?
A median is.
Yeah, you were talking about the middle part.
Oh, yeah.
Road.
Sorry. Medium.
Yeah.
They're all bullshit anyways. That you should just be able to weave in and out of lanes.
Fuck medians. They lie to us.
Maybe that's how she died. Somebody thought she was a median.
Maybe that's exactly, I don't know. And the website apparently is not saying how she died. They're just saying that at 7:10, I think, a.m. this morning. I'm glad I clarified what a.m. means. apparently she died at the hospital, somewhere in San Jose, California.
But we don't know what she died of yet.
And she's from my hometown, Kansas City.
No, the first thing came in from James von Prague. Who said, Sylvia Brown is talking to me. She must be dead.
Part of me actually kind of hopes there's a God in heaven just so she can show up at the gate and he can be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
That's. Do you realize what an asshole you were?
This is the first time I ever hoped there was a God. That's a nice way to convince an atheist to wish there was a God.
Just for him to say, what the fuck is wrong with you? That would be the only reason I would want one. Just for that moment.
So Joe Swam just corrected me and said that she was married 4 times and she has 2 sons, Paul and Christopher.
So there you go. Even the people who promised to love, honor, and cherish till
forever.
Death do us part said, I can't fucking stand your
Never
ass.
Go
Four
to a
times.
Medium ever that's been through one divorce. Ever. Ever.
Yes.
And don't go to a medium that doesn't take credit cards and checks. Okay? If you don't know my check is good, you asshole.
It's similar to the one of those, the people that, the men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yep.
That guy had been married and divorced like 4 or 5 times, and one of his wives had been married and divorced 4 or 5 times, and she was the other relationship therapist person.
Oh, no.
Was it Beverly DeAngelis or something like, not D'Angelo, but something like that.
Yeah.
And they had been married to each other and married and divorced like 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
And they're married, they write books about relationships.
Why do people
you
take,
don't know what you're doing.
I mean.
Experience.
What do you mean?
That's experience.
True.
Don't ever do what I did 4 times.
I guess it's kind of like being a baseball player. If you swing enough and miss, eventually you'll hit the curve.
Sylvia Brown was like a consistent misser.
Never got shit.
Yeah, she was a liar is what she was. Anytime she claimed that they were hits, they were lies. She's a liar.
My favorite, whenever she got called on it, and she did it recently with the girls in Cleveland who got kidnapped
and came
out 13 years later and were saved. She said, only God can be right 100% of the time. No, fuck that. If you're going to tell somebody their kid is dead, you better have the goddamn body.
Were you on the show last time we were talking about Sylvia Brown doing the voice?
That was the voice, yes, when we did the intervention. And
only random guessing can be accurate 30% of the time.
Nicely done.
Yeah, no, that was Skeptically Yours about a month and something
ago,
and I was doing my impression from the joke.
Yeah.
She's a horrible, horrible person.
And here's a question. According to the Bible, I'm not sure even God is right 100% of the time.
What?
No, really. When you read Genesis, God said things, said specific things were going to happen that didn't.
Wait, so you're saying slavery isn't right?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Okay. what?
Nothing.
So
that reminds me, we were going to start up that business pretty soon. And
So let's get to some of the headlines that we were thinking about talking about today. The first one that just fucking kills me is there's a book called To Train Up a Child, and it's written by these Christian, what's the word, jagoffs.
I heard about this. I don't know exactly what the whole details in the book was, but I heard about this and I was like, what the fuck?
Michael and Debbie Pearl are the people who are behind To Train Up a Child, and they run a church, and their book, it tells you how to beat your children.
Pretty much.
But it sounds to me like a Catholic rap song.
Well, here's
something
to train up a child.
I don't know.
Here's the thing, though. Religion aside, I am fully in favor of beating children.
Now, come on.
I'll write a book on that on my own. Like, I'll give techniques and tips, and it's fantastic.
So it even mentions the equipment.
It does. No, it does. This book tells you to beat your children with, I think, like a
here,
piece
of... Here, I'll read,
read it.
Using plastic tubing to beat children since it hurts a lot but leaves fewer marks to alert
that
authorities.
That's nuts. How can someone write that in a fucking book? That is nuts to me.
Beating older children with rulers, paddles, belts, and larger tree branches.
Tree branches?
Larger tree branches.
Well, I like said, go outside.
Well, now wait a minute. When I was a kid, my grandma used to spank me, and she would make me go out to the willow tree
get a switch.
Yeah, she would. And the funniest moment ever was when I finally figured it out, and I dragged an entire branch that she couldn't even fucking lift into the house.
That's
and
the key.
I think I got out of that beating. But
it says hosing off children who have potty training accidents.
Yeah.
You're going to get the hose.
With the fire hose.
Wow.
Blanket training babies by hitting them with an instrument if they try to crawl off a blanket on the floor.
Baby? What the
infants.
Fuck?
Yeah.
It places the lotion on its skin.
Or yes. It gets or the hose gets the again. Hose.
God.
Yeah, things yeah. like that.
And on the website of the Pearls, at their church or at the personal site, I'm not sure which one, Facebook site, they laugh about it. I mean, literally say, we're laughing at our detractors. We're laughing at people who are saying what we... And in the face of deaths. I mean, this is the third death that we know of, by the way, by parents who are following this regimen of how to raise a child.
Didn't somebody else just get somebody on separately, but similar thing, biblical raising of... Somebody just got sentenced, those two... there was a parents that had their second child die.
Yes.
Didn't they just get sentenced this week as well?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I think we've talked about them on the show.
We have.
Anyway, the good news is, here's the good news. The lady...
Oh, this is an adopted child, so it's not so bad.
Yeah. An Ethiopian kid.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Yeah, here's some of what what's the guy's name? Michael Pearl wrote on his website. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. This sounds like something I would just make up. In a lengthy diatribe on his Facebook page, he wrote that he and his family are laughing at all the caustic critics who have come out against him after the death of Lydia Schatz. That's another one. Tragic last name, by the way.
Yes.
He writes that children who are disciplined according to his methods become the models of self-control and discipline that pay the taxes your children will receive in entitlements. Yeah,
because when you're dead, you keep your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He further writes that the honest mechanics, good doctors, bosses, and psychologists that his critics' children will need as adults will all be people who have grown up being disciplined according to his methods. Mm. He says that he and his grown children are laughing at the critics and even his grandchildren. He says, my granddaughters laugh with joy after giving their baby dolls a spanking for being naughty because they know their dolls will grow up to be the best mamas and daddies in the world just like them. Let me clear something up for you, Mr. Pearl. Baby dolls don't grow up to be people, you fucking retarded monkey.
I'm just curious if, and you know it's going to happen. There's going to be, because with every person, like with this kind of attention, you know they're going to fuck up some way and somehow. When they do, are we allowed to beat the shit out of them as punishment? Like, seriously, can we just go start hitting them?
Do you mean that seriously? Because I'm going to call you on it. No, of course not. Absolutely not. Beating is wrong. Killing is wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Do we blame the authors of the book for all of this madness?
No, actually, I don't blame the authors of the book for these deaths. Wow, that was a weird sound. Did everybody hear that?
Yes. It sounded like the Xbox startup.
Somebody make a note for me. Would you make a note that at 7:43 I'm going to fix that? Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't think that we should blame those folks. I think we have to blame the perps. The perps are the people who read this book and decided that they were going to inflict this kind of punishment. Now, when you get down to the nitty gritty, the girl that was killed and whose parents were actually found guilty. This is a Washington State couple. They had adopted an Ethiopian girl, and the day of her death, she had been left, I think, in the backyard, soaking wet, cold as hell, and had been beaten that day, too.
I remember that
and
story.
Malnourished.
So do the parents, do you think they consider this to be, like, their own mistake or them going too far, or is it just, like, they did what they should do, and
you know,
that was God's will?
I wish I knew the answer to
did
that.
They,
I mean,
no one's commented on
it. It's not
on
commented on, yeah.
Isn't it very telling, though, that, like when Heather read earlier, that they have little clues in there, like, if you don't want them to know, then make sure to give them Windex because it mimics a heart attack. Or whatever. If you're putting clues in there, there's how the authorities won't catch you. You know it's fucking wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You can beat the shit out of your kid, and here's how you get away with it.
Yeah,
it's
that's
like,
exactly right.
Yeah,
isn't there a way to charge these people? I mean, because they're basically admitting to beating their children. Like, why aren't these people in jail, not just for the book and for encouraging others to beat their kids, but just because they're giving basically testimony that, yeah, I beat the crap out of my kids. Like, that's child endangerment.
You would think, there's laws that protect children from being beaten with
What do they use? What's the hose? It's a hose.
Plastic tubing. Just
plastic tubing.
But I mean, and that's I think there are laws that protect going on. From, they're talking about the little girls beating their dolls. Obviously, the little girls, the grandchildren, are getting beatings as well. Like, there should be, they're admitting it's happening.
Well, I would imagine that the authorities, wherever the Pearls live, are probably going to be under very close scrutiny now. I mean, after three deaths and then claiming on their Facebook page. That's another thing. I mean, with the social networking that we have today, more than once I've seen people admitting to crimes, you know?
But you still have to have a crime. I mean, you could admit, I could write a book about all the people I killed, but if there's no bodies, when they find a body, they can go use that as evidence. Sure.
Well, where'd you hide
arrest
them?
Me for, what?
Where'd you hide them?
Where did you
tell
hide
us where
body?
You hid them?
Only they know.
Where are the bodies, old man?
You don't even but what have are to the have a laws body? Regarding, you know, disciplining your children?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to this. We should do a whole show about this. Actually,
that's just disgusting, is what it is.
As long as you leave really no is. Marks.
Don't leave any marks.
I love how they suddenly became German in this, too.
These, right? You know.
Anybody who beats people to death is German.
These books are given out free to the families in the military.
Oh, fuck.
And to people in churches.
Yeah. Well, of course.
The good news is I don't think they have a really wide reach. I think they're Westboro, kind of in that respect. I don't think it's huge. The New York Times reported, this is a clarification on what I was saying earlier about how the girl was found dead. Late one night in May this year, the adopted girl, Hannah, was found face down, naked, and emancipated. And emaciated.
She wasn't emancipated.
And emaciated in the backyard. Her death was caused by hypothermia and malnutrition. Jeez. How ironic that they adopted an Ethiopian and she dies
starved
of malnutrition.
Right there, that's proof enough that what you're doing is wrong. If you actually can starve an Ethiopian.
Do you know how hard it is to starve
you realize,
an
like,
Ethiopian?
I've been to an Ethiopian restaurant, and all you do is look at the menu and dream. That's it.
So as a matter of fact, you know what they do is they'll bring you canned food.
And then they'll airdrop it in.
Airdrop food at the restaurant. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes store. More after this unavoidable interruption.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album Chaos Radio, so we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record.
How many?
23-track record. 23-track record individually for a buck, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Just go to gumroad.com/Emery. That's G-U-M as in miscreant. Okay, I'm not even going to go through all this.
I like miscreant.
Okay. ROAD.com/Emery and buy the stupid thing.
That's right. The average man will ejaculate approximately 11 quarts of semen containing a half a trillion sperm over his lifetime. Fortunately, most of that ends up in gym socks.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. Thanks for being here, guys. And lady.
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 Hey, lady.
We went and watched her sing last night. Where was that? That was a jazz club.
Yeah,
Catalina Jazz Club.
Yeah.
You rocked the house.
Thank you.
It was such a fun show.
It was really fun.
Yeah, fuck Wayne Brady.
Yeah, Wayne Brady was meant to be playing. He didn't show up.
He didn't make it.
What?
Yeah, he was supposed to be there to...
He was sick, I think.
He said he blew out his pipes, which I think is a euphemism. With the cocking. Anyway.
He improvised a fake.
It was a great show. How long are you in town for?
I'm leaving tomorrow night.
Oh, well, damn it. Okay.
But it's great to be back.
You'll be back in December?
Yeah, yeah.
Woohoo! Cool, cool, cool. Where are you headed? You're doing the States again? You're touring around? Or are you going home?
I'm going home. Yeah, I'm going to spend a couple of weeks at home, work on some new music and releases and stuff.
Yeah.
At one point, we had talked about doing Thanksgiving here, but you won't be here for that.
No, we're going to do an atheist Thanksgiving.
Right?
Yeah.
How fun
it's
would that
like
have been?
It's like a Spanksgiving.
I still contend we should call it Black Friday's Eve. I really...
So you like that?
I do, and it, not just because I coined it, but... No, it's seriously, we don't... Why? Nobody even celebrates Thanksgiving anymore, and you know that because literally all the stores now start their Black Friday sales on Thursday. Best Buy has in their ad, just in giant letters, Doorbusters, 6 p.m., because why would you want to have Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving?
Right. Yeah.
It's, they
this really
upset
you.
It just bugs the shit out of me. How long do we need to celebrate Christmas for? They already have, if you drive down Sunset Boulevard, it's already got all the Christmas decorations all over. It's like, for fuck's sake, it's one day. You don't need 2 months of preparation for somebody who just fucking we don't need in the first place. Like, why are we still...
So you're saying you hate Jesus.
Yeah, that's
fine.
I didn't know you were that big of a shopper. So,
I
Dave,
already know what I want.
I haven't had you on Ardent Atheist yet, so this is your first time coming on. I always ask our guests the same question, and that is, are you an atheist or do you believe? Where do you stand on the whole belief thing?
I'm an
thing?
Atheist.
You're an atheist?
I've been an atheist. I haven't always been an out-in-the-open atheist, but that's been a little bit more like over the last... like 5-6 years.
Right.
But I've been an atheist for years. I just, even as a kid, I never got it. I never understood it. It never made any sense for me.
Were you brought up in religion?
The thing was my grandmother, or surrogate grandmother, was religious. We used to go to church because of her, and then when she passed away, we just stopped going. And it's not something, like, we never really talk about it. We, like, my family still, and I have a large extended family. I'm Italian, so I've got a lot of family members, and they still go on like Christmas and Easter and whatnot, but it's just over the years it's become less and less and less. And it's like, even as a kid, like I never it never made sense to me to have to go to church and have an in between me and this being the priest, between me and a guy who supposedly knows
everything.
Yeah. Like, why do I have to divulge all this shit to this guy who I think is just jerking off to whatever my dirty little secrets are?
Right.
When
how good are your secrets? I want to hear them.
Yeah, I got some good ones. But not like how it just like I love knowing gossip too. It just he sounded like a peeping Tom. Like, I'm going to know everything that's going on. I'm going to trick people into telling me their secret. That's all it was to me, and I never got it. I never understood prayer and bedtime prayer. Like, if God has a plan, then what the fuck does my asking him to change it going to do? If he has this grand plan for how everything's going to work out and every death and every life is all planned out, if I'm asked, please don't take her, I don't want her to die, then, well, fuck, he's not going to... Well, you asked nicely, so
was there
okay.
Anything you liked about church at all?
About church? God, no. That was fucking awful. That was I think the wafers and the wine. That was about it. Like,
you're like, ooh, we're gonna get some grape
seriously,
juice.
Seriously, that was. I was looking like, oh, crackers. I'm hungry. Cool. Yeah. That was. But it never.
It doesn't fill you up. It's body of a dead guy too. That's
you
grotesque.
You would think that it would fill you up, being the whole
you
body.
You would think,
right?
But it just. I hated sitting there for hours. Like none of it was any, like, because you just sat there, and as a kid, you're not allowed to do anything. And I grew up without the iPhone, so I can't, like, I see kids now, I'm sure they're just sitting in church going, oh, fuck, I'm going to play Fruit Ninja or whatever the hell
it
is.
Oh, no, the iPhone might keep them in church. I never thought of the side effect of that.
But that's a distraction. I didn't have a distraction. I actually had to pay
attention.
No, you
were just sitting in the pew, itching your ass off to get out there and shop.
Yeah,
because Dave likes to shop. We've established this. So atheist your whole life, pretty much, huh?
Basically.
Like, you didn't have to come out to the family or anything? Everybody kind of is like the same way? Nobody cares?
We all, without agreeing, agreed to stop going. Like, yeah. it kind of like, you want to go to church? No. Yeah, maybe not really. We're done with it too. Cool. We can hang out and watch football. That was the thing. And I think probably the moment that it really, I really kind of just was like, you know what, this is fucked up, was when my mom, I was eight, my mom got cancer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just couldn't understand how, if there's an all-loving God and all that, oh yeah, no, there's a reason behind it. And she lived, but I couldn't see what the fucking purpose, it didn't teach me anything.
Right.
I'm going to just let her suffer. And suffer and suffer. And
oh,
suffer.
I misinterpreted. I thought you were saying she got cancer and lived, and you're like, why didn't God take my mom? She's such a bitch.
But it wasn't.
It's so offensive to say that happened for a reason to you.
Yeah,
it is, right?
I had to watch my mother. She had a shaved head. She had tubes in and out. She had to go to chemotherapy, all this stuff because she got breast cancer. And I could never understand. Like, there was no lesson there.
You're just closed-minded and you can't see it, man.
Yeah. I guess so.
Maybe it just hasn't come.
But
to
I mean,
yet.
As a kid, I was distraught looking at my mother there, lying in bed, just tubes and hooked up to machinery and this and that. And then she just and fortunately she lived and she's still with us today. But as a kid, I'm like, why the fuck would anybody do this? Like, this is people with war crimes
right.
for this kind of shit.
There are people out there who would say that's a nice sentiment. Yeah. There are people out there who would say to you, well, you're just angry at God.
Yeah, you're angry.
No.
Have you heard that one? Has anybody ever said it to you?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. And it's really tough. I think the biggest thing is when you deal with anybody religious, it's really tough to explain to somebody that you're not angry because people can't understand that. Like, people have it in their own minds. Well, here's the reason why. And when you try to explain to somebody, no, that's not it. That's not the way I feel. I'm not angry because I don't have the energy to be angry. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. You're just wasting time on something.
If you don't believe in someone, you can't be angry.
How can we?
Yeah.
I remember being a child and having that feeling of anger. Like, I was 12 and I was a believer and my grandfather died and I was furious. I was like, went on my own, you know. Kind of yelling and yeah, and then my grandmother got sick and I was like, you know, kind of bargaining, like, don't you do anything to my grandmother or I'm never gonna talk to you again, you know, that kind of thing. Right. Like having a good bargain. So
because you were a believer for a long time.
Oh, totally, yeah. At least till I was like 17.
Have you written songs about these things you're talking about now? I mean,
you should.
I know, right?
About
the whole yelling at God. That's a
good topic.
That's a great song.
Leave my grandma alone.
Yes. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I really started to come out of my.
You had me.
I'm glad you like that little pause. I really started to come.
That's it.
There we go.
No, my mom died when I was 23, and then a couple of years later, I got cancer, and I was like, "Where's God? Where is God at this point?" And I was still kind of a believer in something, wasn't sure what, but I just didn't feel like there was any loving God out there. At least not the one in the Bible who's supposed to know everything, see everything. Yeah. And so God sucks.
And it really, as far as people who are religious goes, I think the ones that for me really kind of anger me the most, if I'm going to get angry at anybody, are the ones who are celebrities who sit there and preach about whatever their religion may be. Somebody like Tim Tebow who go on national television.
I just want to thank God for this
successful
win.
He'll get, and I've done this joke for a long time, but he'll go out on the middle of the field on national television, get down in his little prayer pose, and with everything going on, say, "Dear God, I know there's a lot of horrible things going on in the world. There's typhoons and hurricanes.
Yeah.
People are dying of famine and AIDS, but please, God, I really need to win this game."
Right.
God doesn't give a shit who wins the fucking Super Bowl. He's not going to sit there and say, well, they trained harder, but
well,
you prayed so well.
Maybe he does. Maybe that's what he cares
God
about.
God is kind of a prick, as we've read in the Bible.
Right.
So it could be possible that he was like, wait, somebody's molesting what? Hold on, there's a game on.
Seriously.
And you guys are missing the point. God is all powerful. He's not. You're putting him through the human filter. You can only concentrate on one thing at a time because you're a lowly, bald human. But God is capable of thinking everything at the same time. So stop it.
Okay. So he still chooses the football game.
That's yeah. Right there.
but it's
that's
fucking,
the argument. You realize
it's fucking Sunday, bro. It's
and listen, my little diatribe aside, we do have to be careful. when we speak out against a religious belief and we find ourselves accidentally or incidentally strawmanning the argument, because the claim is not that God isn't capable of focusing on a game and starving children at the same time. Let me give you the claim. The claim is, let's be very clear, we can't understand his means. We can't understand his goals.
Who are we to question
the And that, my friends, is far more horrific. I'm sorry?
If you can't understand them, how can you preach about them?
And, yeah, well,
and yeah, that's what disgusts me, is people say, well, we can't understand. And then they'll go off on this whole diatribe of well, God doesn't like gays. Wait, you just said we can't understand it. Where the fuck do you get this? Where are you, where is God against gay people, but yet you can't understand him?
What, you understand when they agree with the sentiment.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
My God.
I thought you were going to take off there. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Good news indeed. We have a premium ad-free service. We already give you the free hour of entertainment, but the premium service will allow you I'm sorry, I lost my place. To subscribe to the full 90-minute show, it's only $10 per year. We also have another option. That's the pay more if you want button. If you want to give us more money, we'll give away some subscriptions to the needy. Every once in a while, I get an email from somebody saying, I can't afford it. So we pass it along. So be generous. If you can afford it, support the show. And please go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe. By the way, semen contains zinc, calcium, both of which are proven to prevent tooth decay. I'm just saying. Whoa, I hit the wrong thing. I'm just saying.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. Again, thanks for being here, you guys.
Again, thanks for having us.
Glad to be here.
So I want to go to a song. I miss you playing music, hanging around the house and playing songs.
Yeah, it's really nice. So this song is from my album, an atheist album. And it's called Gratitude. And I'll just tell a quick story. I wrote it about... I went to visit the stromatolites. Have I told you guys
this
about
what?
That? The stromatolites.
What's that? Oh, stromatolites.
Yeah, they were the earliest life forms on the planet. They lived 3.5 billion years ago, and they were like a cyanobacteria.
You went to visit them.
Well, this is what's really cool.
You have to email ahead, right?
They or get a time machine. They were bacteria that washed up in the shore, and over thousands and thousands of years would build these rock-like structures, and they had a chemical reaction that released oxygen, so they're responsible for the oxygenation of the early Earth.
Oh, wow.
And they exist in a modern form in two places in the world, and one is in South America and the other's on the west coast of Australia.
And they're helping us out still by making more oxygen.
I'm sure it's very little, but you can actually look over at the pier, and if you watch for long enough, you'll see a bubble of oxygen come out.
Wow.
Fucking cool.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, and so I went on a road trip to go and visit them, and I had this kind of, I don't know, just really overwhelming experience where I felt really grateful for my life and all for the natural world, and especially grateful to the people who've dedicated their lives to science so that I can look at what my brain tells me is a rock and know that it's actually alive and has this awesome history and somehow connected to my existence. And so I wrote this song on the way home, while I was driving. And it's called Gratitude. Life can be hard. Things can get rough. Stay on your guard and protect the good stuff. But sometimes we all feel like we've had enough. Don't wanna spend my short time feeling down. I'll go through my days getting used to a frown. So I will express my anger where credit is due, but it won't take away from my gratitude. There's nowhere to hide when you live in a cage. You feel young inside, but on the outside you age. And everyone lied when they told you there's the next stage. 'Cause one day my memories will all be gone, and not a single one of all who I love will go on. And I'm afraid of the end. Yeah, I don't want it all to, but it won't take away from my gratitude. When the world is on fire, well, down come the rains. Truth and desire help us overcome our pain. And when we take it higher, only mystery remains. And it's almost too good to be real. And while it's hard to define the transcendence we feel, I don't believe in a great power to say thank you to, but it won't take away from my gratitude. And after the rain has washed everything away, well, here comes the rainbow to brighten up your day. The gray confusion runs deep, and it's hard to know what's right. Sometimes you can't sleep and you get lonely at night, but you decide what you keep, and the morning brings a new light. I'd rather find out what's real than deny the truth. May be hard, but it's better than living a lie. So before disaster strikes and everything I've built comes unglued, I'll be reveling and dancing in my gratitude.
Wait, you wrote that on the car ride home?
It was a 2,000-kilometer drive.
Jeez, that still is fucking impressive to have that level of talent. That was really good.
She's
that
amazing.
That was wow. Okay. I feel like such a failure now. I really feel like it takes her ever for me to write just one fucking joke, and she wrote that on a 2,000-mile car ride.
And to be able to drive while playing guitar. I don't even.
There's a photo of me that was snapped. I was trying to learn how to play the saxophone.
And God.
I had. What?
I just picture you in the car.
I was driving around.
Throating the sax.
I was driving around cross country doing my gigs, going from gig to gig. And you're driving for hours, thousands of miles from gig to gig. And one day, I'm sitting in the car and I'm playing some music and trying to figure out how to finger the
you had me at finger
that out all the time.
Finger the saxophone, yeah. So that it would, you know. And I'm all self-taught on it, and I'm not good. I'm just it's just a personal fun thing to do. And so I'm working this out, and I'm driving along, steering with my knee and playing saxophone. And all of a sudden, there's a car next to me. And I'm like, I wish that car would stop staying next to me. Oh, no. And finally, I look over, and there's a guy with a camera. And he's waving at me. And I roll the window down. And he goes, we just took a whole bunch of pictures of you. Give me your address. We'll send them to you. And he sent me a picture of me just tooling down the road, wailing away on my saxophone.
Did you pull up your laptop at that point? I'll email it to you right now.
This was in the 1980s. They actually, a guy carried it to my house.
Wow, real photos.
But the dog was trying to bite. So, those were the days. So, I can see you playing guitar and driving down the road. You probably never do, do you?
No, I actually, that's one of the first songs I've written for ages that I wrote without an instrument. The car, the radio player in the car was broken. And
that sucks.
Going pretty seriously mad.
You wrote it with an instrument. You were singing it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You are an instrument. I'm not calling you a dick.
See, you're an instrument.
An instrument of doom? Or
where he always just calls me a tool.
So, you want to know the truth. That's really a really neat takeaway, a great takeaway from that song, is you say right in it, you'd rather know the truth than to be deluded. And I want to tell you, stromatolites, in a large way, are responsible for us all sitting here right now. Mm. I mean, that's a fact. They're also responsible for Sylvia Brown. So I want to let you know
that
there's a negative side. But she's gone now. So we're back to good. Everything's back in balance.
There's balance with the force again.
I'm trying to think of the new lady. Who's the new liar? East Coast Jersey woman that's got a TV show.
Yeah. What's her name?
Fuck, I don't.
The
madam of. Yeah, I don't know.
It's somebody. I was talking to this girl, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna go see this." And she mentioned her name. I was like, "Who's that?" She's like, "Oh, the East Coast medium." I'm like, "All right, I'm not talking to you anymore."
Yeah. Isn't there like another reality, like a Beverly Hills psychic and a Malibu? So there's like all.
Now we got spinoff shows.
Oh yeah, that's what you have to do now. Just like you pick the city.
Long Island medium.
Long Island medium. Yeah.
That's how they just find TV shows in general.
Right. Teresa
Jersey
Caputo.
Housewives, OC Housewives. Right. Like, all right, fuck it, we're taking
now,
it to
and
Texas.
And now it's medium, so it's going to be the Malibu medium and the...
I'm sure you covered that show that was in Australia. It was like, Who is Australia's Best Psychic? Did you talk?
No.
It was a TV show, yeah.
Oh. Really?
And they
how
had...
Did they have the best psychic?
Was it Richard Saunders who was the...
Oh, I don't know.
The token person. Skeptic, you know, who had to like look through his glasses and be skeptical.
Wow. And they did a spinoff, I heard, of the Who is the Best Psychic, Who's the Best Rapist. So that's good.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, it's a franchise.
Wasn't there something like that? Like
who's
nobody,
the best fister?
The psychics, like nobody got anything. It was like a huge failure. Wasn't it? Like nobody got anything.
What happened?
And they had to, like,
did you ever watch it? Nah, never watched it.
I saw stuff on YouTube about it, and I was like, wow, they just kept failing miserably.
I would love
horrible.
To see that fail after fail after fail. That'd be great.
You got to be an idiot to fail at doing cold reading. Cold reading is a relatively...
I did one the last time I was here as
yes,
Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, you did.
Well, they had these challenges, I guess, where it was like they would come up with a challenge. Today, you have to navigate yourself to a certain spot by... getting a scent, you know, getting a sense of this person and where they're going to be. And they had to go through this, like, the woods. And, like, three of them ended up back where they started.
Yeah.
It was just, like, you know, the person who made it to the end, to the road, it took them, like, five times longer than, you know.
If you agree to a test like that without some sort of mechanism by which to achieve it, you're a fucking moron.
Well, wait.
I saw Uri Geller find something once, led around by the host of whatever talk show he was on, and he found it. And I'm like, well, I'd sure like to know what trick they used, because all they're doing is magic tricks and
a lot
but
of these
by claiming
don't think that though. A lot of the psychics are self-deluded. They believe that they're psychics.
Yeah. Right.
So
it's
really hard to tell the difference between someone that believes it and someone that doesn't.
It isn't. Yeah, it is tough.
Yeah, so I mean, if you honestly believe that you're psychic, I guess you'd be, throw it at me. I'll find the road.
Right.
I'll find the dead body.
I think the
Let's
fact
go.
That they're walking through the forest, that would have been a great opportunity to just take out a couple of them.
Yeah.
The only way to win, really.
Let's just go Hunger Games on them.
All right, we'll be right back after this. We've got to take one more break real quickly. You're listening to Ardent Atheist at ardentatheist.com and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners, and I mean big.
Big.
Sober Adinikov, Dumb Cumpster, Dave Hall, One Setter, Carl Barrett, Herbie Reagan, Ted E. Bear, Al Capwin, Hair Peace, The Jedi Smurf, Jeebus James, Craig B., Rebecca Wants Some, Justin Longerich, Joel Sassoon, Mark Nowitzki, Uno Mia's Marty, B. Rich 007, Booger Bender, Josh Conk, Sarah Mayhew, Gorby, Cameron Winters, and Joe Swam. These were some of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. Thanks for being there, everybody.
These names are so great. What's going on is when you come to the Wall of Reason and you can listen to the show or watch the show on video. We have video rolling. And people can pick whatever name they want when they sign in. So that's what this is about. The only name really that looked like a real name in here is Sarah Mayhew last week was tuned in. Because I'm sorry, what was that?
What was that?
Yeah, Booger Bender is a real name,
that's
actually.
A real name, yeah.
No, it is.
Does Rebecca want some, still want some?
I'm sure she doesn't.
All right, let's come back from the break. And now back to Ardent Atheist Nonsense You Can Believe In. We're talking with Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca.
I want to say a quick hello to some listeners as well who said, g'day. Joe Swam said he can never hear enough of his name. So we'll say hi to Joe again.
Joe Swam.
Hi, Joe.
Joe Swam.
Joe Swam.
Joe Swam. Joe Swam. Joe Swam. Let's write a Joe Swam joke. Yeah. I'm song next time you're in town.
We did the
Venkataramanajam.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Joe Swam. It's much shorter.
I know. Joe Swam. Joe Swam. Joe Swam. Joe Swam. How do we do it?
You can do a series of web shorts just called I Swam with Swam.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, his name spam. Is an action word.
Swam and
spam. Spam rides spam. With spam. Yeah, swam. Spam.
Swam a lot.
Slam.
Swam a lot.
Swam a lot.
Swam a lot.
Joe Slam.
Tis a silly place.
I think Joe needs to name his home Swam a lot.
Swam a
lot. That would be great.
That's it. There we go.
Alec Lurie said that we saved him. And
saved him from what?
I think Jesus. Nah,
really? I got an email the other day. We need to read a few emails on the show.
There's an email from that kid that I've been meaning to read and I haven't done it yet. The 16-year-old that wrote to us.
Yeah, we a couple years ago, a kid tuned in to us and then emailed us and asked for personal opinions and ideas and discussion. And did I respond or was it just you?
I responded.
I think Heather did respond to it.
We've been chatting on Facebook.
Cool.
He's a cool
16-year-old kid. And it's tough out there sometimes. I mean,
atheist believer.
He's an atheist.
Okay. He came out as bisexual as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm openly bi, so we certainly hear from folks who struggle with that little bit of discomfort.
And which do his parents hate him more for?
I know, right? Well, studies would argue it's the atheism.
Oh yeah, probably.
That's what studies would suggest.
At least the other one can be cured.
Yes. So. We love hearing from folks, knowing that we're actually having an effect by doing the show. And we talk honestly and openly about atheism and about
being gay.
Sexuality. Right. We champion all sexual options. And what?
Options.
Is there a fourth?
There's a lot of sexual
straight,
options.
Straight, bi, gay, and...
trisexual.
Well, you know what? I've pissed off a couple listeners by saying that that sexuality can be a choice. And they don't hear the can when I say can be a choice. For me, sexuality was absolutely a choice. I'm bisexual. I don't know how I'm wired. And frankly, I don't give a fuck how I'm wired. I don't care. I'm a sentient human being. I'm a smart guy, and I can choose whatever the fuck I want as long as what I choose doesn't hurt other people.
Unless
that's the criteria
that
by which. Well, hey, listen,
right.
If you want to be hurt, emery@emeryemery.com. But consenting adults should be able to do whatever the fuck they want. I used to be homophobic. I used to think that homosexuality was kind of abhorrent, even after I stopped being a believer. And it took me a long time to understand that I had been badly informed by my religious beliefs, where that's concerned. I had also been badly informed by horrible experiences with an uncle. He never calls. And I... he's not stupid. I had had some experiences that informed me about sexuality in really negative ways. And when I started breaking free of those kinds of chains, I started thinking about the options in terms of experience and things that I might want to try and do. And I discovered that bisexuality is available to me, and there are things that I do sometimes
you just
that
like
are bisexual.
Fucking...
Well, that's what you can say that, I guess.
Wait, you know, I actually used your I gave you credit. I forgot I was talking to somebody about something, some gay rights thing, and I used your I said, well, it's
freedoms.
The idea. Well, maybe you had said last time something about keeping it back by saying, maybe it's not a choice, but who the fuck cares if it's not? If it is a choice, you should have that fucking choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's like we're arguing about, well, it's not a choice. Well, it is a choice. Oh, it's genetic. It's not genetic.
Who cares?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I'm going to get emails and I'm going to get phone calls right now for saying what I just said.
Right.
Because there are a lot of folks out there, specifically in the gay community, who just, they go apoplectic when you say that sexuality might be a choice for somebody. And I've tried to be as clear as I can, and I'm going to take this opportunity to do it again.
Might.
Not everyone.
Might. For somebody. That's right.
Not everyone.
If eating pussy is not for you, pussy. Then
say it again.
Then that's fine with me. I don't care. I don't care if you can't stomach fucking a chick and you're a guy. I don't care. And if you're a girl and you can't stomach having sex with a man, I don't care. That's fine. I'm not saying that that's not how you are, okay? And I'm not judging you for being that way, by the way, either. I know that there are people who are predisposed to homosexual lifestyle by genetics. There's no argument about that. It's obvious to me. I'm never saying that that's not the case. I'm just saying that if you want it to be a fucking rainbow, I'm one of the colors in there, okay?
Right.
And sexuality for me, fucking choice.
Yeah. And it's you not that also. Clear cut. This group and this group and this group. You find
in the gay community that it is fucking rigid. You do. I've seen people talk about this when they come out as gay. Then this indoctrination to homosexual ideals begins.
Right.
And that's what I'm facing when I say stop it.
Like
stop
if you're
it.
Gay and you go and you hang out with a bunch of gay people, gay bars, and in the gay scene, if you even talk about your like liking pussy at all, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, I think too genetically. I think we're also probably on some form of a spectrum where. You know, there are people that are so far one direction that they feel like they're not even, you know, transgendered people. They don't even feel like they're the sex, the gender that they were given. They're, and I'm sure there are people that are somewhere in the middle where it's like, yeah, they're genetically can go either way. They're like, they're attracted to all different, to whatever. And then there are people that probably are on one end of the spectrum, but also make a choice because they enjoy just everything.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with any of that. That's the bottom line is it doesn't fucking matter. There's nothing wrong with any of it. You can make that choice if you want to, or if the choice is made for you at birth, that's cool too.
Right.
But it doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be all of it.
When it comes to petitioning the government with regard to gay rights, or as I like to call them, rights.
Yeah. Yes.
When it comes to arguing your case, choice versus genetics is a fucking rabbit hole of shit that you shouldn't step in. You should not put yourself in that scenario. Don't make that argument. The argument is simple. The argument is pure. It's about freedom. We should be free to exercise whatever lifestyle we want. Whether some congressman's religious beliefs tell him that he is ordained to take the rights away from others or not, he's wrong.
Right.
We are a free country.
Supposedly. Sort of.
Supposedly. So
owned by corporations.
That's the argument. I don't think we're owned by corporations. I certainly think I think that corporate influence in the government process is fucking out of control. No question about that.
It's disgusting is what it is.
Yeah.
That's how I get back at them is Black Friday.
Oh, now we're getting to the root of your issues.
Shopping.
We've come full circle on this thing.
And Gray Thursday now.
That would be a good way to term it. It really would. That's, for fuck's sake. Right, I was thinking about this country earlier, and I'm wearing a Captain America shirt.
Oh, I saw it,
and I
wasn't going to comment.
Well, no, here's the thing: I'm wearing a Captain America shirt, and I got this a while ago, and I think that Captain America is should really be used as an atheist symbol because if you think about it, this is the most
anti-God character we have. I mean, this is, and it's kind of American in the sense that we're the country that we sat there and said, well, like, if you do believe in a God, we said, no, fuck him, we can do it better.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
That's, I mean, really, that's what Captain America is. It's not God-given abilities. It's not what God gave you. It's not what God blessed you with. It was, no, we took this little scrawny motherfucker and through science said, we're going to make him fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So fuck you if you do exist. Look what we can do. That's America as a whole. Like, if we still went by what God wanted, we'd be living in caves. We'd be hunting. We'd be dying of famine and plague. We wouldn't have fucking...
Which God?
Huh? Any
and
God.
And which God, yeah.
Well, that's not true when you consider the Scientologist God.
Well...
I mean, honestly, and it's no more and no less absurdly bullshittish than any of the other God claims.
I'll agree with you on that. But let's take the Christian God.
Where are we taking him? Because I want to kick him right in his balls.
Because that's the thing. Like, you sit there and you say, we're a Christian, or not you, but people who say, we're a Christian nation.
Right.
It's like, you know what? Well, fuck, look at Captain America. There is nothing Christian about him. You can't sit there and say a guy who was designed by science... is fucking Christian.
But God gave us those tools.
you know what I love, though, is even if we were a group of Christians and somebody brought up Scientology, we all still would have gone, ah.
Yeah, it's true. Like,
you know, that doesn't count.
It's like, that's what's funny is that even crazy religious people can note that every other religion is
bullshit.
Fucking crazy.
Right. Right.
Like, ah, well, that's, yeah, those people are way out of the ballpark.
And that really is the thing, too, when religious people say, well, you need to respect my beliefs and this and that, but then have no respect for anyone else or anybody else's beliefs. You know, you're a fucking hypocrite.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. That's
well,
my stance on it. So.
Well, so we've gotten to the bottom of what you don't believe, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It's nice to finally get it. I can't say this shit on stage as much as I'd like.
This man does, and this man says it well.
Oh,
have
actually,
you seen? You've seen him.
Well, yeah. No, here's the funny thing. Actually,
that's how
he emailed me about the show I do at House of Blues, and you and I were talking about the House.
Yeah,
of
I want to come down and do
and,
it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think.
Together,
I have you. We were talking about having you on February 17th. And
yes.
I was thinking, what if we did an unofficial kind of atheist skeptic show? And you were talking about wanting to host. Would you want to host February 17th?
In a heartbeat.
Awesome. So we can kind of throw that together. I'll put it down on the lineup. I wanted to wait till tonight to kind of drop
Isn't
this on.
That's
but
it
was announced.
No, it was the coolest thing. He emails me, and I was like, oh, yeah, send me a clip. And he sends me his bio and his promo package and all that. And I looked, and it says skeptic and atheist. I'm like, oh, fuck, he's on. Awesome. Here we go. And then I started watching his stuff. I was like,
then
oh,
he called
this
me back
great.
And said, no, you're off again.
He is bipolar. I've heard that about him.
And we just started, like, he called me because I wrote back. I was like, hey, yeah, I'm a skeptic and an atheist also. This is awesome. I'd love to have you. I love your material. Definitely come on out. Our next opening isn't until February. I wish I could get you out sooner.
It's February 14th?
17th.
17th, good. Okay.
Monday.
You're not competing with the love deal. Yeah.
But so I was like, hey, if you can come on out, I'd love to get you on. And he just called me, and we talked for like an hour or something about all sorts of sorts.
What are you, boyfriends now?
Yeah.
Get a room.
BFF. Hey, it's a choice, motherfucker.
Okay, that's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. I want to thank our guests, Shelley Siegel, Ian Harris, and Dave DeLuca. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our video switcher, my daughter, Blythe.
Yay.
Tune in next week. When we got to change this. Tune in next week when our guests will be...
People.
And we'll be talking about...
Other people.
That's what we do. This has been the free version of episode 136, another show that went off without a hitch. We miss you, Hitch. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph, two-year ardent atheist veteran, Swam.
Woo-hoo!
And our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron, baby of the team, Winters.
Ha! Where do you guys want to plug? Where can they find stuff out about you?
I don't know.
Go All right, I'll go to him. Mediocre. Where can they find you?
www.daveishere.com and on first and third Monday of the month, come out to House of Blues on Sunset.
Shelly?
ShellySiegel.com and Facebook and
Twitter.
ShellySiegel.com and on Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Shelly Siegel. ShellySiegel. All right. And they can't find you anywhere?
Well, if you go to Facebook or Twitter, it's at Comediocre, and just look up Critical and Thinking Tour.
Some characters mentioned on this podcast are completely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely wishful thinking. You've been listening to Ardent Atheist. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.